Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching today is entitled, Who Are We?
From the first chapter of John's Gospel. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him, they asked him, Who are you? He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, I am not the Christ. So they asked him, Who are you then? Are you Elijah? And he said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, No. So they said to him, Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What have you to say for yourself? He said, I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, Make straight the way of the Lord, as Isaiah the prophet said. They then asked him, Why then did you baptize if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet? I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie. This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. As soon as someone questions the status quo, we, the complacent, tend to react vehemently. We surround ourselves with the like-minded, raise money, perhaps even raise an army to protect that status quo. John the Baptist did not buy into that, nor did Jesus. John rightly said he was not the Christ, and we are not either. But Paul tells us that we are the body of Christ, not by ourselves, but together we make up that body here and now. This is how we really are. But we spend a great deal of time denying that, in fact. Affirming that cost, Jesus, his human life, and deep down, we all want to stay alive as long as possible. Are we amassing wealth while some have neither home nor food? Amassing power so that speaking out against us might cost us or someone our reputation or our life? John the Baptist knew that the religious leaders were out to get him, and he made the outrageous statement that he was not worthy to untie the sandals of Jesus. In that culture, only slaves and servants got down on their knees to clean the feet of the fat cats. I would wager that all of us listening today have been fat cats more often than we would admit. I myself am guilty of that. So it is Advent, more than halfway through, and we are waiting. Once again, waiting for the coming of Jesus, the Christ. And we have a power to change and to repent that was not available to the priests, the Levites, the Sadducees, and the Pharisees. It is the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit urging us to repent, to change, and to welcome once again a newborn baby who had no power, no home, an immigrant who had to flee the wrath of a king who was jealous and fearful of losing his power. Sound familiar? But we are the body of Christ. The Spirit wants us to be shepherds, not fat cats. So let's wait and listen.